Ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the studio. It's Must Watch with George and Alan. Alan here with me and a guest. Who do we have in the studio? And this is a studio today.
Well, I think we've really hit the jackpot this week.
I think so. We've had a few jackpots. This is one of the bigger ones,
I think. This one's going to turn the ratings around, finally. Ruby Tees is in the house.
Good evening, everybody. Hello. But I thought this was the Hamish and Andy podcast.
Oh, God. It's Hamish and Andy, but we're both Andy.
Beautiful.
Can you imagine?
Andy by Andy. I bought some glitter, and those streams, I'm going to roll them in glitter. After this, you're going to be like number two on the comedy charts.
Oh, I'd love that.
I'm going to be number one still, but you're going to be number two. How about that?
Mm-hmm. The Babble number one, number two.
Going Tropo, mate.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Going Tropo. You haven't heard of it?
I have heard of it because
the best podcast you've ever listened to, this one second.
I've seen really? You promote, wow. promote it.
Yeah, yeah. We go all around Australia and meet the wacky and wild and sometimes very sensible people that are out in the regions.
I thought it was a play.
A play for the airwaves.
Oh, it's one of those old-timey radio plays.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's like, oh, wee, Jimothy, hop in my pouch.
We say in our description that we do radio plays, the one that we wrote 2 years ago. We've never done one.
Yeah.
Maybe we should kick
I had a plan.
You should do one again called Offspring about Offspring. This gynecologist that delivers babies. I heard it would be a hit. Who has a quirky sister called Nina.
Okay.
You can't do pop culture references with George.
I literally don't know.
He doesn't own a TV.
He's looking at Offspring. Me like, is that a flavor of move?
Offspring is a TV show.
Yeah.
That doesn't air anymore.
No.
With a blonde woman.
Yeah.
I know it. She is blonde and she's the one, the actress in everything. Is that right?
Everything. I'm hoping to be the next only blonde actress that's in everything. And everyone goes, oh, I wish I had as many Logie Awards as Asha Keddie.
Mm-hmm. Is that the name?
Yeah.
There you go. See, I don't mm-hmm. even know. I just know the face and the hair.
Georgie Parker would be spewing, I reckon.
See, again, no idea who that is. I've got no idea who
that is. It's called Must Watch. Yeah.
Well, have you been watching stuff?
Yeah, I watched My Octopus Teacher the other night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I have this thing where I just don't cry because I'm very emotionless. Okay. Probably some weird deep-seated kind of performer's thing.
Okay. Sounds like you need an octopus teacher to teach
That's
you emotions.
That's right, to be a bit more gentle and less, you know, harsh.
Is that what it's about?
Well, yeah, it's like about this guy who dives down, spoiler alert, and he makes friends with an octopus, but he has to get a... He says her, but I didn't... How do you gender an octopus anyways? Labels if it cans. And then the octopus teaches, but then the sharks want to eat the octopus, and he's like, oh, no, my little octopus friend. And then
sharks got to eat.
Me too. And then
I also love octopus as well. It is yum, though.
That's the only thing in the seafood pack I like. Anyways, I watched that and I'd like try to make myself cry, but it didn't. But I've been watching that. Watched a bit of P-Valley on Stan.
P-Valley?
Yeah.
What's that?
Strippers. And they've got to save the strip club because, you know, it's home, man.
Is it reality? Is it a reality show?
No, but I wish. A reality show I absolutely love is My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Oh, that's a UK one, isn't it?
Yeah. Channel
4 does some great reality TV shows.
The best.
Yeah.
Also love Dairy Girls because that was on Channel 4 as well.
Dairy Girls, not... See, again, this is outside
you
my wheelhouse.
You would love that because you've got red hair.
Is that all about people with red hair? It sounds like... Is it really?
Everyone from the north of Ireland has red hair except for the four main characters, but everyone else looks like you and I think you'd be into it.
I'd be a side character then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can be a side character.
With eyelid eczema.
With eyelid eczema.
Put your baby on my eyelid. If you don't get that, just because you're not in the inside group.
Did we talk about the eyelid eczema on the recording or have you just...
I just dropped it in. I'm being naughty now. Sorry, I'll be quiet. Just tell me be quiet on your podcast.
No.
You are Andy and Andy after all.
Yeah, Andy and Andy.
We're
the less good podcast.
We're banking on you, Hamish.
Everyone wants Hamish and Hamish. Andy and Andy.
Imagine if it was Andy and Andy.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? I don't want to imagine. But also, Hamish and Hamish, they'll be a bit too much almost. Mm. You kind of need your Andy to have your Hamish.
It's all about balance. That's why they're Goodness so good. Me. It's a metaphor
Andy,
for life.
The other one, the button. Anyway.
Don't know.
Anyway.
Heaven forbid you have two funny people together.
Mm. Or three, which is what you've got now, sucked in.
I watched that movie, Laurel and Hardy movie.
Oh, yeah, haven't seen it.
And I'm not sure about their comedy or whether it's aged well. They're just prancing around the whole time.
Oh.
Who plays them?
Oh. Even the audience in the film doesn't get it.
Really? What's it about?
Well, it's just about them. They're sort of past their prime, you know, Laurel and Hardy, and they're trying to make a comeback. And
but pedophilia jokes just don't swing like they used to.
No, I mean, they're just prancing around, you know.
Yeah, they're just like, ooh, look, I'm quirky, and that's why I'm different.
They'd do great in alt rooms, wouldn't they, in the stand-up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm doing an alt room next week.
Oh, yeah. Are you really?
It's called the Sneaky Possum.
Oh, you're doing Sneaky Possum.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you done stand-up comedy before?
Not in a few years. Oh, and I'm making my tyrant comeback next week. I've only vomited 5 times.
Are you nervous about it?
Am I nervous about it? I said, George, when are you going to do stand-up? And he goes, the stakes are too high. And I was like, well, I'm fucked.
The stakes are too high for me in my head, though. Because I'd be like you. I'd be worried for, well, I don't know, but I'd be worried for like a week.
Oh, I've been worried for 3 weeks.
Well, there's never been a better time to get into stand-up comedy.
But everyone is bloody booked out. And I was like, so I'm doing next week at Sneaky, and then I've got to wait till November 15th because you got all your 8 names that have just done a pre-book. But I don't know because I haven't really been in for a few years. I'm doing the Everly on the 15th. Everyone should come. But I don't know when this will be released. So
but
I might have already done it
come.
And I already might have had a little one-night stand special by then.
Well, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could be on the lockdown comedy festival. I hope they do it every year.
A lockdown comedy festival on Stan every year.
Every year. Oh, it was such a hit.
A true death of comedy in Australia.
I want to be in the Laugh Out Loud show with the Rebel Wilson. If I can't be in Pitch Perfect, I want to be in Laugh Out Loud because I could make everyone laugh, but I can't not laugh.
So you'd be out straight away.
I'll be out straight away, but I want to try.
It'd be like a suicide bombing. Everyone would be laughing, including you.
I would sacrifice myself for just to get them all.
You could try to get to be the last two, and then you can make a deal with the last one to laugh at them, and then you split the money. They should have thought to do that. Was there winning?
That could be our technique next year.
You reckon? I think I could successfully not laugh at any of them.
Oh, you could just close your little eczema eyelids and it would be like you would get $50,000.
Was that it? Oh, my goodness. I could go on a show and not laugh. I'd do it every week on this.
Well, what if Rebel Wilson said something?
Oh, that'd be tough.
What if she did the mermaid dancing? I love it how you can be one type of funny and be very rich.
How did Rebel Wilson get like big?
Wedgedale. Now that's something you've got to go back and watch on your little.
She was
YouTube.
On a show called The Wedge.
The Wedge.
Okay.
And who did she play? And then Fat Pizza, but the Wedgedale, I reckon, was the real. The Wedge was the real springboard.
Who else was in Wedge? I think the people who did Wilfred were in that show.
Got to have been.
So it was like a nothing show, but it had people who all went on to something.
It just strikes me as weird that someone who has gotten so big, who's in comedy from Sydney, can have such a small footprint on Sydney comedy, if you know what I mean.
Like, and it's just weird.
You're bigger than Rebel Wilson in this town, George.
Dude, that's what I wanted to hear.
In my mind, absolutely. George gets up on stage at Raw. I'm dressed like Gladys Berejiklian because I was doing a sketch outside and I forgot a change of clothes. So I had like black and white paint all on, like as my little robot girl. Sitting in the audience, George gets up and says like 2 words and the audience is just diluted themselves. Absolutely pissed. They're like, everyone's level, like fountains of piss.
Wow.
And like, didn't you win or something or get through to the state finals?
I got to the state finals twice, but I don't want to go on about it. Didn't make it
that was
match.
Amazing. And then I'm going to getting back into stand-up and George goes, oh, the stakes are too high.
What does that mean? Did you say that, George?
Shove it in my ass.
What I meant was I want the good open mics back where it's not a bunch of people that have paid money to be there.
Yeah, right.
If someone's paid money, I want to be quite good. I don't mean to put more pressure
on you.
George
cares about
the public. It's happening whether or not. Like, it's happening. I've gotten this far in life.
I think it'd be good because there's a lot of the same acts are on every week in these places. So we need some fresh blood in the scene.
Yeah. And look, I've got a couple of friends coming from work and they're just excited to get the babysitter going and have the schnitzel included in the ticket.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it should be good. Well, I mean, you know. Have you done Raw before? Did you ever do war? Do you want to?
Yeah. Are you still allowed to do that at 29 or is there an age limit?
There's no age limit.
Oh,
there's just
great.
A number of times limit. I've done it 3 times as many times as you're allowed.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll do Raw in Feb because I'm sure everyone wants to know about when that diamond python bit me on the pussy in the middle of summer as I was trying to do a wee in the dunny can.
Is that one of your tales?
I'm going to save that for later.
Okay.
I got more material where that came from. That's like my big one, but it didn't link up with all many other stories.
Watch you look away dismissively and say, I've got more material where that came from. After saying that, it makes me very excited for the rest of the podcast.
That's why all my friends call me every day and go, when are you doing stand-up? Because you gotta let everyone know when someone shot you in the foot in New York City.
Okay.
And then that time you walked outside the cafe with cat hair on you and this Rottweiler was going, rah, 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 rah. And then you said to his bikey owner, don't worry, mate, he can probably just smell my pussy.
Okay.
lots of pussy-based.
Now, did this happen, or is that like a big punchline to the joke? Because
no,
I love
really
truth
happened.
In comedy,
it
you know?
It really happened.
Nobody says pussy when they're talking about a cat.
I always go, hello, my little pussy. Because his name's Percy. So I go, Percy, your little pussy.
Oh, dear.
His full name is Percy Pussy Weasley. So that's
this is you brought the cat to the cafe?
No. I just, it had the remnants.
You were going in.
You were wearing a cat suit.
When you have a cat. They always like to sleep next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hanging out the washing and you could see all the ginger hairs, which weren't my pubes, but Percy's pubes on my undies. I thought, that's fucked. Now all the cat hair is just going to go everywhere, in my butthole, up my actual pussy.
Alan's face just there.
Do you have a cat, Alan?
No, I don't.
Do you have a pussy?
I don't, but and I am allergic to cats.
Oh,
and pussies.
Sorry, if you start sneezing, I'll give you an aphrodisiac. Oh no, not an aphrodisiac. What do they need?
No, don't give me an aphrodisiac.
Antihistamine.
A Sudafin? Antihistamine.
Antihistamine is the word you're looking for, I think.
I don't have oysters in my bag.
Alan, do you have something to predict this week?
I do, actually. Let's do it.
Let's kick it off, shall we? Some predictions. So every week we try to predict the future.
Futurism.
We've been doing it for a few months now.
Prediction.
We're getting pretty dead on. You kicked it off with your guess of who the running mate for Biden was going to be.
Oh yeah,
right,
Kamala Harris.
See,
jinx.
We always say her name together.
And then one of you goes, I'm speaking, Mr. President.
So Alan's going to give us a prediction for the future, and we're going to have to figure out, do we think that it's plausible? Do we think it's going to happen?
Cool.
So we're going to quiz him a little bit on his prediction. Take it away, Alan.
You worried about climate change, Ruby?
Yeah, but anything that'll get me out of work, I kind of like.
You think a 40-degree day, you'll be like, oh, you get to go home.
Well, if the sea levels rise and then the lifts don't work at Nova.
That's
a good prediction.
At my school, when it was 40 degrees, they let you not have to wear your tie.
Not have to wear your tie?
So that was always a good
day.
We
got to turn the lights off and close the curtains, and I thought, that is so exciting.
Where'd you grow up, Ruby?
Chippendale.
Chippendale?
Yeah.
You make it sound like you grew up in the country town.
I thought you were going to say like Orange or something.
Like there's pythons biting
gonna
you in the outhouses.
I'm going to tell people that I'm going to do the Crocodile Dundee. What's his name again?
Paul Hogan?
I'm going to do the Paul Hogan thing. When I get really famous, I'm going to go, yeah, grow up in Lightning Ridge. What the fuck are you going to do about it? No, my accent's very strong because I've just leaned into it for many years.
Yeah.
But everyone says that. Where are you from? Broken Hill?
Yeah,
no,
right.
It's
a broken
more...
home. No, actually, I'm from Chippendale and my parents are lovely.
you've obviously been around because you've been to outhouses and getting bitten by snakes and whatnot.
Shot in New York. Anyway, what's your prediction?
Well, here's the thing. We've got to work out where to live, you know. The planet's getting hotter.
Mm-hmm.
The sea levels are rising.
Mm-hmm.
Nova Studios are flooded out.
Oh no!
So we got to work out where's a good place to live. Where do you think you should move to, George? Post 2050.
I don't know. Blue Mountains, top of a hill somewhere. Blue Mountains, maybe.
Top of a hill.
Top of somewhere high up, elevated. That's what I'm thinking. Like, yeah, you know, that rising is, sea levels. I've or just in the top of a tall building and I'll just like swim to places. Top of a tall building.
You hate heights.
I would hate it, but you got to do what you got to do.
What about you, Ruby? You got any ideas where you'd want to move to?
Right at the turning restaurant at Centrepoint Tower.
No, you'd have a 360 degree. You yeah. better be facing out. That's a good one, actually.
And just stack up that kitchen and keep one of the chefs in there.
Keep one of the chefs.
Well, I've been doing a bit of research, and they talked to some expert, and they said, where would you move in Australia? Because anywhere along the sea line.
The sea line. That's the wrong word, isn't it?
The shore.
The sea line.
The eastern sea shore.
We're moving in with the sea lions. The coast.
Yeah. The coast.
The coast.
A.K.A. the coast.
Great Australian Bart.
Anywhere next to water, you're going to drown, aren't you? And then it's going to get too hot as well.
Mm-hmm.
George is sort of on the right track. This woman said, we got to go to Tasmania if we want to pick
really?
Somewhere
That's
in Australia.
That's where my parents moved.
Oh, yeah?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you can move in with them.
Please, no. I'll move next door.
Oh, perfect.
Well, is it elevated in Tasmania?
I don't know. I think it's just temperature-wise, it'd be better.
No, but the whole sea level is rising. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's going to cover. If you're in the middle of Tasmania,
it is quite
but
hilly.
Wait a minute, you just went on about the sea line rising.
Line,
yeah, the sea coast rising.
Uh huh.
For the past 5 minutes, and now you're like, no, I go to Tasmania, and it's all.
I'm just
down.
Quoting the experts.
Well, maybe she meant exactly Hobart because it's right in the middle.
Yeah.
Very hilly.
You've got to pick Hobart.
Hobart's not on the sea.
No, Launceston is.
Oh,
Hobart's
really?
Hobart's in the middle.
Is it? I didn't know that. Yes. I thought Hobart was.
Hobart's not on the sea, but it will have a. It has like a lovely little dock, but I'm sure that can be rammed with a few sandbags.
Got a sandbag it. Sandbag okay. Hobart.
Sandbag it. So
yeah, note to Hobart: just use some sandbags.
Anyway.
Sandbags.
Anyway,
tell Fiji sandbags.
Maybe Antarctica's better than Tasmania, but anyway, they suggested maybe Canada.
And
Scandinavian countries, Central Europe. You got to get away from that sea line. Anyway.
Sea line.
So here's my prediction. The best place to live in the world will be Greenland.
Okay.
Nice.
And it'll actually be green.
Yeah.
Well, it'll finally fit its name.
Yeah, and then there'll be like, that'll be the big comedy joke of 2050.
Yeah.
It'll be like, hey, Greenland. That's what it is. It's green.
That's where I got bit on the pussy by a python.
Yeah, too many snakes in Greenland.
It's so green. We have snakes here now. It's pretty crazy.
I hate these
and
goddamn...
Giants. Neanderthals have unfrozen and come back to life. Can you believe it?
That's not green. That's extreme. So that'll be the big joke. And
so your prediction is what the joke will be in 2050.
That's okay. The comedy clubs in Greenland, green faces. Anyway.
is Greenland like a country?
Yeah.
Like there's places that people live there?
I think it's a territory that... I don't think anyone really lives there because it's...
Just too cold.
So cold.
Just too rugged.
Oh, it's cold.
Who?
Oh. I'm sensing some PTSD.
Pardon me?
PTSD. Some PTSD.
If you went there without a jacket, oh boy.
Or just like a cotton on one, like the khaki cotton on one.
You'd be like, this is too thin.
It's like, this is not like Melbourne.
But in 2050, you'll be like, I'm taking off my jacket.
I'm just going to wear my trunks.
Goodness gracious. And so specifically your prediction is that Greenland will be the best place to live.
It'll be the superpower. Who owns Greenland?
There'll be wars over
it. We should do shares right now.
Denmark.
We'll cut it up.
Denmark.
Denmark owns it now, do they?
Denmark owns it, so Denmark will be the superpower of the world 2050 onwards.
But the whole of their
Who's
original country
the
will be
princess able. Of Denmark?
Mary from fucking Hobart.
From Hobart.
Oh, my God.
That is a...
She will be the queen of the world.
I knew Tasmania, even though half the population are like cousins with double heads. I knew they would get up somehow. It's funny how the world just evens itself out.
What, Tasmania's small, but eventually they're going to make it big through this princess.
Yeah, they're always forgotten.
Somehow, according to Alan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tasmania is going to be the superpower of the world.
Greenland and Tasmania. The two superpowers of the world.
Opposite ends.
a situation
genetically
where...
modified penguins and polar bears.
Now that I'm on board with.
I think we will be eating the polar bears and wearing their skin.
Oh.
Oh, really? That's going to...
You would look really nice with, like, a polar bear scalp hat.
Thank you.
You know, with the
Where
front.
Can you get something
and
like
then
that?
Maybe, like, its little button tail
Twangazoo,
at the back.
Is that Twangazoo?
Yeah, in
That's
the
good.
Gift shop.
So what did you think of my prediction, Ruby?
I think it was connected wonderfully. I think it is absolutely true because I am not messing with climate change or the Mayan calendar.
100%. I want the jingle as an outro as well.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
You don't want my opinion on the...
what's your opinion?
We've heard more than enough from
George. Don't worry about it.
What's your opinion?
He wants the outro jingle. Don't worry about it. No, I think that Tasmania is going to cede to Australia and set up its own country.
The future.
But part of the country is going to be Greenland. It's going to be really confusing. You know what
and
I mean?
And both very green lands.
Right, exactly. Wow.
Used to be so cold.
United in the green.
Goodness gracious.
In the game.
Well, that was certainly an interesting prediction.
That was crazy. What do you think about Passion of the Christ 2? Are you looking forward to that?
Only if Mel Gibson makes an appearance. Well, he directed the last one, didn't he?
He did, he did. And his hand makes an appearance in the last one. His hand puts the nail into Jesus's hand.
That is so Mel Gibson.
It's
Gibson. That's like that symbolism.
It's like if I was back there, I would have been the guy to do it.
I'm that character. I'll try anything once.
Whips himself, you know. I don't
know. What's happened in Passion of the Christ 2? You come back to Earth and go, you know what?
Yeah,
this is
so
funny
true.
Because everyone hates Middle Eastern asylum seekers, so it probably wasn't the best time to come back. Like, what's going to happen?
No, it's not set in the modern day, not as far as I know. I think it's going to be set, you know, when he rises from the grave.
Or like after.
Oh, when Mary goes, he's not there! Where's he gone? Is that what she did?
I can't...
Where's he gone? Excuse me. You know, like when she comes back, she's like, he's risen! And everyone's like, what? He's risen!
I have to brush up on my Bible. The only thing I know with...
Sorry, I just remember, you know when you used to call, you know, on like... Yeah, turn me down. Sorry, Dad. We didn't mic check that. You know when it would be around Christmas time or something and like the Catholic or like the Christian society would be like, call this number and you get a free DVD of The Exorcism. Oh,
wait, what?
Not The Exorcism.
The Exorcism.
That's a good Catholic film.
What do they do?
The Catholics selling The Exorcist for the film.
This is what will happen
you
if
devil.
You do. I know. No. No. What's that called?
Oh, the crucifixion.
The crucifixion. You get a free. You get
it's
a free.
Close.
Your station's
so
at the cross.
So every year, I thought because I was only 8 and I'd had no money, like I would get my little sister for Christmas the DVD. So I think after like 11 years, we just had the same free DVD, and Lily was just so excited that her big sister got her a Christmas present without having any money whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
So that's just, why did I bring that in? Oh, that's how I know, because they play that part of
it. Oh, so Mary and it's like, he's risen.
He's like, he's risen. It's like Monty Python should have done this. He's risen. And everyone was like, what?
You've heard the phrase like, or what is it, phrase? Doubting Thomas.
I've never heard that before, man.
You've never heard Doubting Thomas?
Was Thomas like, the one
the
who
tank
found
engine?
It?
Well, Thomas was one of the guys who followed Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he doubted that Jesus had returned. Jesus turns up and says, hey, I'm back. And he's like, that's not Jesus.
Oh, we love a critical thinker.
But now lots of people doubt and Jesus never shows himself. So what's going on
but
there?
But people are like, oh, you're such a doubting Thomas, as if that's a bad thing. But I think that's a good thing to sort of question whether, you know,
the guy
you saw die... Come back.
Right. The whole story is don't be like Doubting Thomas.
Yeah,
that's the Bible verse about.
Because then Thomas touches the wounds of Jesus and then he knows that it's him. Oh, it's like, wouldn't you recognize his face? Like, why you got to stick?
I know that goat, hey?
I got to stick my hand in a wound in his side and like,
warm and moist.
That's the Jesus I remember.
Maybe he was face blind. Maybe I had face blindness.
Facial blindness.
And they didn't.
Like Dr. Carl.
I can always remember a name, but never a face.
I can remember a wound, but never a face.
Yeah.
Let me touch the wound.
Yeah, let me stick my hand in that old wound there.
That's not very COVID safe, is it?
No, no. Well, gosh.
So what are we debunking? Did was Jesus stolen? Or did he rise? I reckon.
Was he stolen?
Was he stolen? Well, what does that mean?
Because if the tomb was empty, yeah. I reckon someone would have stolen him.
Oh, the body taken.
Yeah.
Him.
It's getting a bit dark, but I do think this I think it was wolves. Were wolves in Bethlehem?
Can they roll a boulder?
Was he in Bethlehem? Can't remember.
Jerusalem? He was born in Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
Yeah, he never went back there. Once you've been born in Bethlehem, you don't need to see it again.
I've never been back to Southampton, and I never will.
Really? Is that true?
No, I've been lots of times.
I still live in Chippendale, for obvious reasons.
Oh, you've never even left Chippendale?
Oh,
never been out of the suburb?
But regretted it.
This is one of the few times you've been out of Chippendale, as I understand.
Well, yeah, you know how people on their Instagrams go, London, New York, Sydney. Yeah. I go, Chippendale, Redfern, New Town. And that's it.
Those are the only places that matter, if you ask me.
You know what? I reckon that would be really good if like three white women did a true crime podcast and found out where Jesus went.
What? We don't know that he went anywhere, but we've got the...
Well, they have. There's a place you can go in Jerusalem that is meant to be where his tomb was, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
So.
But they're like guessing, obviously. It was 2,000 years ago. They just found a cave and they're like, oh, probably here.
We solve mysteries on this podcast. Maybe
we
we'll
We just did
we'll
one then. We know where we're going to be. We're going to be doing the Greenland comedy rooms. We've got to get the artwork ready and stuff. We've got to be the first people.
Got to set up shop.
To do the Greenland. Because you imagine all those people are going to want to do the Greenland comedy room.
Right,
Billy
we need
Darcy
to get in
and
first.
Pat Doherty are like running down the street right now, like we're off.
We're opening a new comedy club in Greenland of all places.
It's called Dirty Green Thunder.
Oh man, we need to cancel some stuff.
Do you want to do must test real quick?
Oh, do we have must test? Mm-hmm. I didn't even know.
Really quick,
we can do some must test. Oh my goodness,
What's
I'm
must
excited.
Test?
Any chance for a jingle?
I'm excited for must test. So is this a brand new type do we have or no?
Nope.
Damn, we're still looking for those elusive last three personality types.
I was so excited because you're an extrovert. I thought you'll be the one.
I actually took that test 2 years ago and I got entertainer. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's Freddie McManus. That's the same as Freddie McManus.
I've already done it.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, what happens in that test if you are very just a sad person? Because I was like, what happens if the... Because some of the questions were like, you don't do well in a room full of people or you can't start a or you're shy or something. What happens, is there like a personality that's just like, dog's arsehole? Like,
well, that's the worst me and one. George, though.
Yeah,
that's
probably
George. What did you get? And what did you get?
So I'm INTJ.
And what's that?
The mastermind.
The mastermind.
But I don't do well at parties.
Right. So
the
you're
mastermind's
like
in the corner, staring at the wall.
Manipulating.
But thinking of things.
Thinking of things. And George is real similar. He's an INTP, the architect.
Architect.
The quiet
drawing
thinker?
Buildings.
Not bothered.
Building buildings, don't really care. Just drawing buildings, mate. Don't really
states
care.
States are too high.
States are too high, not going out.
Down.
Not going out. States are too high, mate. Building buildings.
Who's
drawing
paying
buildings.
For this? I'm not doing it.
You're paying? No, I'm not good enough, mate.
I wasn't going to bring up your test results, but I realised you and I are a match.
Are we?
Oh, my goodness.
So I wanted to ambush you.
I thought you.
You
were dating Eloise Eftos. You know that girl?
Long
she's famous.
Eftos and I, it was never going to work.
Why not, mate?
We've had her. We've tested her, and I think she's the same
are
as Freddie. I think she's an entertainer as well. That makes sense.
That makes
it?
Sense.
That she does
really
fit that.
Makes sense.
It does really, really like.
I was very happy with mine. It said very, very creative. Mm. I'm the campaigner.
You're the
so
campaigner.
So I could be a really good cult leader, and then my
nice,
cult
yeah.
could be very creative.
A creative cult.
Mm.
There's not many of those. That would be quite a niche, I think.
I believe it's like Steiner schools.
Steiner schools, what?
Do you know that?
I'm so unknowledgeable.
Google
He's
later.
The mastermind over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know what a Steiner school is.
Oh, don't look at me.
Steiner school is like, oh, should we learn maths? Nah, just paint something.
So how come we're a match? Because I've dated blokes who are always scheming in the corner, but they turned out to be very jealous of me and they schemed to bring me down. Which is understandable.
All right. Have you ever watched the movie Pride and Prejudice?
I watched the Bollywood version, but I can't remember it.
Well, you know Mr. Darcy?
Yeah.
I was from not
that? Yeah,
that.
But I, what so does
not,
he do?
Not
is
Billy
he,
Darcy.
Is that Colin
Mr.
Firth?
Mr. Darcy. Yeah, Colin Firth. Okay. I'm that guy.
Okay.
And you're Elizabeth Bennet.
He's that? Okay.
Keira Knightley. Oh. Different films.
Mom, I'm not a lesbian.
That's
I
it.
Didn't know her from Bennet Live Again. I'm not a lesbian, Mom.
It's the same character. So yeah. There you go. So, I thought maybe if you're a fan, we could recreate some scenes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because George is your dad.
Mr. Thomas.
He's
Mr. Tumnus.
No, he's not. He's
fucking half goat, weird fucking.
I'm a fawn.
Let's not mix.
Sorry,
films.
I'm ruining
I'm Flodo,
this.
For goodness sake.
He's your dad in Pride and Prejudice. You've got to ask permission to marry me.
Okay, ready?
But
I've never seen this.
But okay. First of all, we'll do the famous scene. So I'm in the rain.
Yeah.
And I've come to tell you that I love you. But you reject me.
Okay.
Because I'm too arrogant.
Okay.
All right?
Whoa. This hits home.
All right. Elizabeth.
What are you doing out there in the rain?
I need to tell you that...
You need to spit it out, boy. You're in the rain, for God's sake. You're going to get your pocket watch wet.
Please let me speak. Elizabeth.
Hurry up. Finish your sentence. The draft is getting in. I just lit the fire. Well, Lady Bumpkin did. She'll be cross with me.
Lady Bumpkin?
The maid.
Oh, yeah. You don't... Anyway.
I don't have a maid.
No, you're poor.
She just helps me on a Monday.
We are from different social circles.
We are.
I'm the rich one.
Oh, don't flaunt your wealth at me.
I need to tell you something.
What must you tell my peasant-like self?
Love you most ardently.
I did not go to grammar school. What does ardently mean? I didn't go to school at all, in fact.
Are you laughing at me?
I would never laugh at someone so arrogant. I pity you.
All right, now fast forward.
I don't know what to say.
Because you're...
It's called improvisation.
No, I know, but what did they say in the film?
I didn't know either. You just have to go with the vibe. It's like Marbo.
Now you've realised that Mr. Darcy was a good guy all along. And he helped you. So you've got to ask your dad, George, to give permission for the wedding.
Blimey, George, you'll never know it. You'll never guess what's happened.
Did you do the dishes today?
I did, on my hands and knees. Can you see the scabs? They're very scrapey.
Yes, good.
One almost bled on my ripped stocking because I'm poor.
Okay.
Anyways, in a massive turn of events.
Okay.
Do you know that fella down the road who's very rich, very arrogant?
Ugly bloke.
Ugly bloke, yes.
They're very ugly.
Very ugly. Doesn't work because he is rich. Went to grammar school. Uses very long
words.
Not
a looker, though. Not a looker.
Not a looker, but Daddy, I have found that in a twisted...
Wait, before...
Yes.
Not that minger. Just before you say anything, not that minger, please. Please continue.
He does look like a minger's asshole.
Yes.
I must admit.
I'm in the room.
Shush.
What are we doing?
But Lady Bumpkin... overheard him proposing his uttermost love and loyalty to my poor heart.
Okay.
And I did question it. I rejected him because he's rich, arrogant, and looks like a gaping minger. But she talked Lady Bumpkin, who helps me on a Monday only.
Not sure who that is, but continue.
The maid that helps me on a Monday.
Okay, never heard
of
her.
But we can't afford her full time, okay?
Okay. Did I pay her?
Said that,
anyway.
Not you, me. Okay. You are poor.
Oh, I am?
I am your only hope. I think he really does love me.
Okay.
And if I play my cards right, we could probably all move in there.
Okay, so...
You're my step-papa now.
Okay, I'm done with this. I want you to...
Call him stepson, Daddy.
I will not.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We've never done that in the podcast.
That was better than the real movie.
Better than the real movie, not as good as the Bollywood version. Jai ho, jai ho. Baila, baila.
So that's our first ever... can we call that a radio play?
Yeah, that was really fun.
You could add some sound effects like howling bleak winds of England and then maybe some thunder strikes and maybe some like Miss Pumpkin going, oh, anyone want a tea, lady?
Miss
I'm
Bumpkin.
The tea lady that helps on Monday. Can you tell I'm from the lower class that helps the poor people on a Monday?
Okay, I'll be sure to edit all that in. Don't okay. worry.
This is definitely not being cut out.
This is definitely going in because I do no editing at all.
I love it. Just give it a top and tail, Dale, and whack it on.
Goodness gracious.
So, could you ever see yourself dating an introvert like Mr. Darcy or me in the future? Because it sounds good from the introvert's point of view because it's like, oh, you're going to bring me out of my shell and stuff.
Yeah.
But if anything, I'm going to just stifle you and stop you from hanging out with DJ Cowabunga.
No, I don't think that. I think that it will be a harmonious balance because if there was any chance of you stopping me from hanging out with DJ Cowabunga, I would cut the cord so quick it would whip back and smack you in the face.
There we go.
I can't believe you chose DJ Cowabunga over me.
Also, I think introverts are fine. I think they're just fine with you being extroverted.
Yeah.
And then they just come along and go like this. They go...
yeah.
What's he saying? Okay. And then DJ Kalmungo will give you a big slap in the face and you go, oh, sorry, how is everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. You got your answer then.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
I am probably an introvert.
He's an intro.
Intro, that's what the I is. INT, whatever I am. The I is introvert. Intro,
yeah. Who's more introverted, me or George? Can you guess?
No. I can't guess, actually. No.
But I can tell you. We know the results.
Andy and Andy.
Yeah, Andy and Andy.
Well, who's more introverted?
I'm more introverted.
Okay.
Because I used to be like George, but I became the mastermind, you know, over time.
He hid more in the corner.
Yep.
And you're on the outer corner.
Play your cards right, George. You'll be me one day.
Can we cancel some stuff?
Yeah, it's cancel time.
Yeah, let's start with the Queen because she murdered Princess Diana.
Oh, controversial take. We've been trying to be more controversial on this show for the ratings.
Well, I'm here to shine up those ratings. Who makes these stings? They pop off.
Me.
I feel like I'm at Subsonic at 4 a.m. and the side trance just will been going 6 p.m.
Do George and I have a future in the radio business?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
you've got to call yourself Andy and Andy.
Andy and Andy. Everyone loves Andy and Andy.
Yeah.
Got rid of that no talent Hamish.
Yeah, who needs Hamish? What do you got, Andy?
Double the Andy.
Now, Handy.
Handy and Handy.
Hamish is an introvert, isn't he?
Oh, they're probably both.
Can I kick it off?
Go for it, man.
I want to cancel Lusha for being too big. Okay?
Usher?
Lusha.
Did you say Usher?
Usher's a very...
Usher's not as big as he used to be.
I was like, fair. Let it burn. Carry on. Russia.
I've been playing this game. Have you ever heard of this game called GeoGuessr on your computer?
No.
So
yes.
You've heard of it?
Yes, you type it in.
Close.
Oh, no. So it's a photo and you've got to go, where is that? And like, it would be Bulgaria if like there's like a street fight, like a knuckle fight going on.
You know Google Maps Street View? You can go anywhere in the world.
Uh-huh.
Basically, you go on GeoGuessr and it drops you to a random street view somewhere in the world. And you have to guess where you are on a map just based on Street View. It's pretty fun to do.
Oh, yeah, that's such a good game.
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego? That was
was such a good game, but this is actually a very good game.
So I'm going to cancel Russia for being huge. And
That'd be half the game, wouldn't it?
Exactly. It's half. It feels like it's half the game, okay? And unless you're dropping me in the Red Square, I don't know where I am in Russia.
So you always guess Russia.
No, I mean, if I see some... If it looks a bit shit, I do Russia.
Oh, wow.
If it looks cold, I do Siberia.
Greenland.
Well, if Google has made it to Greenland, we really do live in a dystopia because they've really gotten everywhere. But, or if it's just Russian language, then I do Russia as well. But there's just too much. I don't know where in Russia places are. So I think make Russia smaller or cancel them. And if we can't... People are going to say, oh, Russia can be cancelled for lots of stuff. I say no, let's cancel them for being too big.
Yeah.
Mostly.
And then you're not really that controversial. You're just straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
Strip
cancel
it
back. Them.
They used to be bigger too, like with the...
People will say cancel them for that anti-LGBT kind of stance. I say no, that's fine. Let's cancel them for being too big.
I would personally cancel them for that, but when it comes to pen and paper and you just got to get the legislation across the line, you just go, too big.
Yeah, too big. Russia's too big. At the UN, guys, Russia's too big. Can we just get rid of them, please?
That's a lot of land.
It is a lot of land. Have you looked at a map recently? It's huge, right?
Yeah, I can see it in my mind.
Yeah, same. I'm
my mind's eye is taken over. It's taken up by Russia. No one else is getting a look in.
No, exactly.
Well, I'm glad you've brought this to our attention. I didn't realize it was big.
It's huge, mate.
Ugh.
Bloody huge.
Gigantic.
You should look at a map sometime. It's bigger than Australia. Australia's pretty big.
You know Greenland's the biggest island?
Is it?
I thought Australia was.
And I'm reading it on the Google and they're like, no, Australia's a continent, so it's not an island. I'm like, what?
Shut up.
What about Russia?
Shut up, internet.
Shut up.
Is Russia too big?
Let's cancel the internet.
Cancel everything.
Shut
We're
going
to run out of things to cancel soon.
Did you want
to
cancel something?
Yes, I'm cancelling the Queen for putting a hit out on Princess Diana.
You're really
so fucking rude.
Strong on this point.
Yes, she was murdered.
And
we're
going
to be okay with that?
When the Queen made the call to get the hit out on Diana, what do you think it sounded like, her on the phone?
You know what to do.
That's it.
Yeah, you know what to do.
And she just spoke into her handbag like this. You know what to do. Because there's a talkie-walkie in there. We fucking know it.
Yeah, dude, she knows. So you're cancelling the Queen. I don't think we've cancelled the Queen before. I think this is a first time Queen cancel.
I mean, it's one of those things where you cancel Russia for being too big because you could literally just say she's wasting money. She really doesn't do anything. She's not nice to children. She likes drinking the blood of poor people, things
she's
like that.
She's not nice to children?
No, she's not. She doesn't want to appear warm to children when she goes to the meet and greet because it's not royal. Just lean down and go, hey, Dal, love your T-shirt. I love Peppa Pig. Isn't it great? Come on, just be a little bit joyful.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like this.
Do you... Do you follow the royal family news and that sort of stuff?
No.
Were you happy when...
I just like it when like...
Meghan Markle and she made a run for it? Were you like, yeah, girl?
I was like, yeah, girl, get your money. Get it. Sign with Disney. Sign with Netflix. Yeah. Oh, I was ecstatic because, you know, who else is going to give us justice?
They're not going to stay together, are they?
I've seen the Queen in real life. I've seen her.
What do you mean?
I've seen the Queen in real life.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where was it? Yorkshire?
Cornwall.
Cornwall. I was having a corned beef sandwich in Cornwall. And I looked up and there she was, Lizzie.
I saw her at the Eden Project in Cornwall.
And what were they doing there?
Just having a walk. It was kind of annoying, really, because we organised a day out at the Eden Project and we get there and the whole place was booked out for the Queen.
See, if we cancel the Queen...
What's the Eden Project?
It's like three humongous, translucent, semicircle orbs have different weather in them.
What?
Oh, that's really cool.
It's like a huge glass thing, semicircle
like
thing.
A museum or like what?
No, that's like the size of, I don't know, the park at the front, Camperdown Park. And it just has a jungle in it and it feels like a jungle humidity,
nice
jungle.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice
in
Cornwall?
In Cornwall, exactly.
That would be my only hope. I'm feeling sad, jump in the little jungle.
Well, that's what the Queen was thinking.
Yeah, it's like a different biome under the orb. I don't know how to explain what it is, but that's what it is. And the Queen
sounds
was
like
there.
A dream you had.
No, because there's pictures. My grandma has them.
Also,
your grandma has them. Oh, well, that
see,
proves
ruining it. Family days out.
Yeah, I know.
And murdering Princess Diana. For me, I'm just never going to get over the fact that she could just have her knocked off.
Goodness me.
And the facts are there. The truths are there. Don't
it's
say
all
conspiracy.
Come out.
It'll come out.
There we go.
And I reckon Meghan Markle will find the treasure map for all the photos. And then she'll go, right, call Netflix.
She's looking for the map in Canada. It's buried there somewhere.
Alan, what are you cancelling today?
I think it's about damn time that we cancelled Saturday Night Live.
Dude, I agree. Are you
a fan, Ruby?
I just follow their Instagram because I've never religiously watched it. I just get the highlights. But my favourite sketch was from a cast that hasn't been on for years. So
dead, long dead.
Yeah, because I like
because it's been on for 46.
Yeah, I like the Kristen
seasons.
Wiig era.
Yeah, she was great.
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader was great.
Oh, okay.
Same era.
So that was my favourite era.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I probably go back to look at on YouTube.
Like Chris Farley and, you know, so even further back, Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Norm MacDonald.
But, you know.
I would like an opportunity like that, though.
I think, if they call me up, I won't cancel them.
Oh, Ruby, we've seen your Instagram of the one of you walking down the street in your underpants at the Mardi Gras. Why don't we fly over here? and we'll just say you're from Lightning Ridge, you're the next Crocodile Dundee, but the girl version, we didn't want Bindi Irwin because she's too, like, conservative, sensible. You're up. I reckon I could do it.
Yeah, just flip an email to Lorne Michaels. He'll get you on.
Do you know where I'm from? Lightning Ridge. Same place as Crocodile Dundee.
He replies, I thought you were from Chippendale. You're like, fuck, he's on to me already.
Yeah, well, knows, Crocodile Dundee was from Lane Cove, so.
Dude, I didn't know that. Not from the country.
Lane Cove. They spotted him working on the Harbour Bridge.
So, wait, Alan, why are you canceling SNL, though? Just because it's not as good anymore.
Well, that's one reason.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, they've got Jim Carrey playing Biden. Like, nothing makes any sense on the show. Like, I don't think it's funny anymore. It's just like...
I've only seen the Kamala Harris character. What's Jim Carrey like?
Yeah, Kamala Harris character's all right. Mm-hmm. You know, she did a joke like... Because they did their big, you know, season premiere recently. And they were like, I think we need a WAP. A woman as president. I'm like, another WAP joke? Like,
yeah.
When did WAP come out?
Was it Kamala Harris? On
no, no, no. It's, no. I think no. It might be Maya Rudolph.
But, yeah.
Oh, nice.
But,
she's great.
Yeah.
Love her.
The reason I'm canceling them, 2016, they let Trump host the show. And then they turn around, and it was the huge ratings for them. Yeah. Everyone was keen
That's
to see
right.
it.
But they did lots of, like, skits about him, didn't they? And he won anyway. So I think they're just trying to turn it around a bit.
Well, they do the skits after he was on the show, after they sort of basically made him a mainstream character, you know, in American politics. He was being so racist at that time, they should have just said, we're not going to take this guy seriously. And then instead they bloody gave him a platform. Made middle America think, oh, maybe this is a serious candidate. And the rest is history.
Damn.
And,
it's a serious cancel.
They carry on like they're, you know, woke or something, and they were part of the problem, you know?
Anything
for ratings.
Anything for ratings.
Not like us. We'll do anything to not get ratings.
the Queen killed Prince.
Okay. Well, when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, like Kate McKinnon, who's funny on the show, but they did like a tribute to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which was just Kate McKinnon's dressed as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of the characters she used to play, sitting in the audience. And they just, the camera just pans to her and she like waves to the crowd.
Is that
like,
it?
And that was like their tribute to Ruth
Bader
Ginsburg.
See, I could do that.
If George died and I just started dressing like George... And doing a caricature of him, that's not a tribute. Like, that's stupid.
But I would expect it. I wouldn't expect anything less.
That would be the minimum, though, wouldn't it, George?
I just think that not every show needs to do a tribute for everyone. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like...
trying to be funny. Like it's
But it's like a comedy show, and then it's like everyone knows it happened. There were places to do a tribute. SNL... Like, if it was, like, a cast member, you'd be like, well, obviously a tribute.
Yeah, yeah,
It's like a Supreme Court judge that has no relationship to the show at all.
It's like...
And they stop the show to
We're
going to
kill off this
weird.
Character that I used to play on the show, you know? Oh, we'll never see that great character again. It's like it's like a parody. It's just a joke.
Oh, man.
So, lots of things to cancel about old SNL. 46 seasons.
Get rid of them.
You had a good run.
Get rid of them.
Unless they need me to do what I'm doing on this podcast right now.
Oh, they need it. They need some laughs.
Yeah.
And you have really brought the laughs this ep.
Ruby from Lightning Ridge, here to save the day.
Can you tell us a bit about the podcast that you're doing at the moment?
Yes.
Before we wrap it up?
It's called Go on Troppo. It's presented by Lit Media. It's me and a very funny person called Jack James, and we get in the Winnebago. It's a bit of a radio play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know you can do
non-fiction.
Those.
Non-fiction. Yeah, absolutely. Like, we had a huge incident last time and the people were actually calling the police because they thought that really happened. It did actually happen just many weeks before. we've just been to Mullumbimby where we've spent time with a... well-being retreat that we met at the Body Mind Life Festival that all held us captive and we couldn't leave until Iggy Azalea gave us a special potion and then we're picked up by Shelley Craft and dropped home.
Okay, interesting.
We went to Cooper Pedy.
Okay.
Opal Town.
Yeah, Opal. We fell down a hole, found a mole woman. and saw that she was harbouring some jewels.
Opals?
Yes.
Nice.
We had to free the mole woman so she could finally go outside because she had been down there for many years, so many years that she was dripping in moist sweat.
Goodness me.
Mm.
Goodness me.
We go everywhere. We went to Barrel and
we
entered
all over the place.
Yeah, the Little Miss Highlands pretty girl pageant.
Pretty girl pageant.
Yeah,
okay.
So one of us will win. We also did do a little equestrian competition. And next we're going to Cradle Mountain in Tasmania.
Okay.
Where they're known for the second head.
Well, if anyone listening wants to find out what is it called?
Gauntroppo.
Gauntroppo. There you go.
Paul Keating did sign off on it, so, and endorsed it.
Really?
Yeah, and he sent us like this whole shaver pack worth $320, and he said, tell me about a funny time where you shaved your balls.
Okay. There's a little sneak preview there of some future apps.
And the discount code is good for your balls. Yeah, it's going troppo. Also, my musical, Chappelle the Musical, is coming back in 2021.
Oh, cool.
But I'll announce that on my Instagram because I'm not sure where it's going to be, but it's going to be one place.
Awesome. Well, Ruby, thanks for coming on. Thanks for being such a wild and energetic guest.
Thanks for chatting hard. Oh, sorry, wrong show. This is Andy and Andy. I forgot.